One day in my childhood, like 8 years old, I happened to be quarreled with my brother. I have only one brother. He's older than me, 4 years older than me. And I was 8 years old and he was 12 years old. Actually, it was not quite quarreling because he was much bigger than me. But now it's almost same, but he was much bigger than me at that time. So it was like a struggling to get rid of his eldership over me. You know, little boy, you know, to try to do that. Physically, there is no way to get rid of him. That's why I threw a pillow to him, but I missed him. Instead, it hit a hanging picture on the wall. Everything has consequences. The hanging picture fell down and broke. And my mother told me that I would be a big trouble because that hanging picture was a favorite of my father. Until the time that my father came home, my heart was troubled, of course, and I was so afraid of the result of what I did. You can see how much it was so stressful to me because, as you see, I clearly remember what happened to me still today. Anyway, at a time, I decided to confess my fault to my father before he found out what happened. So I was waiting for him in the living room for the whole afternoon. And finally, I heard his footsteps coming home. When I heard his footstep, my heart is like, you know that experience, right? Maybe all of you have that kind of a similar experience. When he opened the door, the front door, I came to him and said, "I'm sorry, Dad. I did something wrong. I broke your favorite hanging picture by throwing a pillow." And I cried out, as an 8 years old boy. Well, I cannot forget the face of my father at that time. He looked first perplexed first, right? Like that. And soon he looked at me with a big smile and said, "Don't worry, that's not my favorite. You are my favorite." A little bit cringy, right? However, that was so true to him that I was his favorite. You know, when I was 7 or 8 years old, my father called me Lucky. Hey, Lucky. He didn't call me Eugene. He just called me Lucky. It was my nickname, just Lucky. Maybe I am his Lucky. Lucky. I was his favorite. I can see that. But I can tell you, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, that we are all, no matter how old you are, no matter what gender you are, no matter what kinds of social status, what kind of identity you have, we are all God's favorite. Amen? Yes. There is nothing worthier than us before God. That's why God sent His only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us. My father didn't save the hanging picture, but he gave up the broken hanging picture because I was his favorite. Of course, he said, "Do not throw anything to the wall again, Eugene." Yeah, of course he said that. What I experienced at the time was repentance. Repentance is not about condemnation, but repentance is to confess who I am before God, in order to shape my life in God's way again. Did you hear that? Repentance is not condemnation, but repentance is to confess who I am before God in order to shape my life in God's way again. We easily think of repentance as if it is only related to our bad actions or behavior. But repentance is not only related to our actions, but it is profoundly connected to who we are. The lesson that I learned from my father at the time was, when I confess what I did, my father confirmed who I was. "Dad, I did something wrong." "You are my favorite." So when I confess what I did, he confirmed who I was. The only one he loved so much at that time. So repentance is to look myself in the light of God, and in the light of God, we can find who we are. You know, in the light of God, we can see who we are. I know who I am. I know I am God's favorite, but also I know in the light of God that I am a sinner. I cannot live without God's love. Even 1 second, I cannot live without God. I know that because I look myself in the light of God. And last week, my Facebook, I'm not a big fan of Facebook, but I, you know, maybe at least once or twice a day, I go into my Facebook. And my Facebook remind me what I wrote in 2011, 8 years ago. I wrote like that. I wrote, while regret means to look back what I had done, repentance is to shape the better future. Regret is a human nature, but repentance is a divine providence. I will repent and turn to God. That was the part of message for today. Wow, when I read it, oh, I was a kind of spiritual maybe at the time. I was surprised because it said my Facebook reminded me that I lost the spirit of repentance for a while. It is true that the repentance is a divine providence. Nowadays, as you see, my dear brothers and sisters, many Christians have lost the spirit of the repentance. It has become improper to ask people repentance. It might make you uncomfortable if I ask you now, individually, say, repent your sin, repent yourself. We lost the true meaning of repentance. In the Bible, we can see clearly what Peter talked to people who ask, what shall we do? And he said, what? Repent. Repent yourself to God and be baptized. If we really loved our brothers and sisters, shouldn't we be encouraging them to repent? Because it is a divine providence and it is the way to see who we are in God. Well, you know, we are in the middle of the General Conference in St. Louis, Missouri. I'm not a delegate, so that's why I didn't go there. But if they would invite me as a main speaker for their General Conference, what should I say? Bible, right? Repent yourself before God. Repent yourself before you present what you think, what you feel. Repent. Align your life to God's way. We have to repent every day, every moment. I don't mean to make you uncomfortable, but I love you. That's why I say we have to repent every day, every moment. Repentance doesn't mean that we are always doing wrong. Well, pretty much we are doing wrong, but not every day, not everywhere, not always. Repentance means we have to align ourselves to God's way. That is the repentance. We have to align our lives, ourselves, to God's way. If we find anything wrong, anything unaligned with God, we have to ask God to change our heart to look for God's way again. That is repentance. In today's scripture, we can see people ask Peter, what shall we do? They listen to Peter, right? They listen to the story of Jesus Christ. As far as we know, Peter received the Holy Spirit and he came out from the small upper room and he talked to people about Jesus Christ. He said, Jesus is the Messiah. You killed him on the cross, but he was resurrected. This whole story was told clearly and boldly in the public to the people. And when people listened to Peter, they were cut to their heart. And the spirit of repentance came to people. That's why they felt that their heart was cut. Then they asked Peter, what shall we do? Have you ever had any moment to ask yourself, ask God, or ask your friend, what shall I do? If you have, you may know what I'm saying. What should I do? How can I get rid of it? How can I change it? What should I do? I'm in the trouble. What should I do? What should I do? I don't know what to do. What should I do? What you have to do is to repent. Repenting is trusting in God again. Repenting is a resolution to follow God's way again. Repenting is reconnecting with God again. Repentance is not a one-time event we have to experience, but repentance should be an important part of Christian daily life. We have to repent every day, every moment. When we open our Bible, when you read the Bible tells us, repent. When I read the Bible, oh, God said, love your enemy, love your neighbor, love your wife, love your children, but I couldn't love my wife, I couldn't love my baby, I couldn't love my neighbors. Then I have to what? Repent. Try to align my life to back to God's way and ask God, God, give me your spirit, send your spirit again to live in your way. Repentance. According to what Peter says today, repentance brings the baptism for forgiveness. What? And what is the baptism? Baptism is not just a ceremony to put the water on the head, but the baptism is the confession that old Eugene died and new Eugene lives now. Old, put your name, okay? Old, died. Old, die. Old, put your name, right? Old, everybody put your name. 1, 2, 3. Old Eugene died. New Eugene lived. You see the baptism? You know the original practice of baptism had people got into the water completely, right? Water completely. Still the Baptist church, they practiced the complete water baptism for their new members. It symbolized death. You die now. And then people came out from the water, which means new life, which means reborn, or born again. Peter says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So we can see that the true repentance leads us to baptism, born again, not to live in the old life, but to live in a new life, which is the life of being forgiven. Sisters and brothers in Christ, that's why true Christian life should be joyful. We have to have joy in our everyday, because in our everyday, by repenting ourselves, we are having new baptism every day, which means we are having new life every day. That's why it is so true that we have to have a true joy in true life every day, as we are all Christians. We can see the consequences of this story. The Bible testified those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. 3,000 people repented, and 3,000 people were baptized, and all of them became followers of Christ, which means Christians. I dream a dream that I become an eyewitness of the true revival, which brings thousands of people to God by repentance and baptism in the Holy Spirit. I'd like to encourage all of us, my brothers and sisters, that this story of 3,000 people turning to God is not the story of 2,000 years ago, but it must be the story of today in our church, in our generations, in our society, in our community. The revival cannot be led by any programs or seminars human invented, but the true revival is only possible in repentance and baptism in the Holy Spirit. That's what the Bible says. And I'm praying for that in our church, brothers and sisters, in our present value UMC. Would you please pray with me for the revival in repentance and baptism in the Holy Spirit? Would you please pray for yourself, for your family members, for your offspring, for your whole family members, your friends, for your brothers and sisters, for the spirit of the repentance, so that you and I may see true revival in our lives. What should we do? I hear you, Peter. What should we do? I hear you, God. What should we do? The answer has been given already right here. Now, heart. Repent, church. Repent yourself to the Lord. Repent and be baptized in the Holy Spirit. You see, I proclaim to you, but also I proclaim to myself. Repent yourself to God. Repent and be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Then we will live in a new life by being born again in God. And that must be our life in the Lord. Amen. Let us pray.